it'll take a couple of a month or so maybe to get you in there. He said, or we can watch it. What do you want to do? I said, I ain't got time. Margie, is that when me and you went? I said, we're going back to Alaska. We went to Alaska 2 years ago to speak. And I said, I'm not having surgery. I'm going to Alaska. And I have to say, I was so anointed. God gave me a message. And 2 days before I left, I got a letter from Benji Mallory of Carrollton, Georgia. She's 83, that I'd been going to her meeting since the year 2000. And it was my message in her letter. I said, Margie, she knows who Benji is because I talked about her all the time. I said, I don't know to let you read this before I speak or after. She read it afterwards. It was the message. And so I knew I was coming home healed. I knew it because my faith had reached that pinnacle. And when they did that CT scan and that spot had grown, it was just like flatter than a flitter. And I said, and God doesn't, he let me stay there a little bit. And then it's pull yourself back up. It's like, okay. But then I got a word. At the beginning of the year, a lady that I highly respect and know, she goes to Morning Star, and she's sitting there, and the Lord speaks to her and says, 2019, cancer-free for Nancy Robinette. Well, I had to have my CT scan on December the 9th, and I said, but fear came in for a couple of weeks, Lorraine. I was just tossed back and forth, and I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what you're going to do, but I trust you. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. But I did fluctuate back and forth. And so I went and I had my CT scan. And Margie said, I prayed for you, but she didn't call me because she knew it wasn't good. And so I saw Dr. Delmas on the 11th. And it was a good report. Oh, well, let me tell about the leg. Because after it had grown, and I said, I'm not receiving side effects because I can take any deadly thing and it will not harm me. And so, and my CT, everything about me is good. They've moved my CT scans from every 3 months to every 6 months. I'm supposed to see my doctor every cycle, which is on the fourth week. I see him every 6 weeks because I'm so good. That, you know, so when this, he said, I know you're probably expecting a bad report because of it had grown before. It had shrunk 33%. But it was a bad report to me because it wasn't clear. And this is where I was going a long time ago, but I'm coming back around. And I used to say, God, Dr. Delmas has to see a clear CAT scan for me to quit chemo. And this dear sister, when I said that last year after I spoke, I come and I sit down in front of her and she said, Nancy, the Lord says your doctor's going to see with supernatural eyes of the Spirit, with eyes of the Spirit. And I said, okay, what does that mean? Well, really, I didn't know and I didn't care, but I believed the word. And then a little bit later, a week, a month, whatever, I said, oh, God, forgive me, I have put you in a box by saying that the doctor had to see a clear CAT scan. And I repented over saying that. And I said, Lord, I will not say that anymore because somebody put a picture on Facebook. And it says, whatever God is going to do is going to be supernatural because he's a supernatural God. So I don't know what he's going to show Dr. Delmas or what he's going to see, but he's going to see it and it ain't going to have to be. I just had a CT scan in December, January, February, March, April, May, June. He isn't going to have to wait till June. God can show him anything in his spirit. And so, but, oh, I was so disappointed. When I saw Dr. Delmas on the 11th. Because it wasn't clear. And I just had my hopes. And hope doesn't disappoint. Well, Ann said it did. But, see, all of with the Bill Johnson afterwards and all these things, God's been walking me through this. But I come home from the hospital on Wednesday when I saw Dr. Delmas. And I went to the mailbox. And I had this envelope, and it was from Cutler, Ohio. I don't know anybody in Ohio, even though I've spoken Ohio two or three times. And I read the name, and I thought, I don't know that lady. And I take the card out. December the 9th, the day I had my CT scan. Hi, Nancy. I met you a couple of times through Point to Hope conferences. At 4 a.m. this morning, I woke after what seemed like a very lengthy dream, or it felt like I had just attended a prayer meeting. Many women were praying for one another. I was praying for you and also your daughter, because Kylie's been before. I was praying in the spirit, and at the end I told you, God will take care of it. Then I saw a check being filled out for $264.50, and there was a check in this, and it was for you. It was so real, my spirit felt quickened to obey. Then I shared this with my husband, and he immediately said, write it out and send it to her now. So out of obedience, this is yours to do with as you will or as God leads. This is not something I've ever done, but it was too vivid not to follow through, stepping out beyond myself. God bless you. Now, this is Christmas. It's $246. Who couldn't use $246 at Christmas? And it wasn't a rich church that I went to. And Lisa knows the lady. And she said her husband is disabled. My husband lost a leg in Vietnam at 20 years old before I ever met him. And so I knew this was a sacrifice. So the next week, I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby. But you look at the encouragement that came. And when you add $264.50 up, the number comes to 17. Victory. 17 is the number for victory. So my husband comes in. And he's laying on the couch. And he was quiet. And I said, I read this to him. And I got up and I took it over to him. And I said, I want you to lay hands on this letter. And I want you to agree with me. A thousandfold return quickly, Lord. And so Monday, sitting in the chemo room, waiting room, I said, my dear precious sister, Isaiah, I don't remember the scripture, how beautiful are the feet of those that send the gospel of good news. And I wrote it out. And I said, what an amazing God we serve, that he would wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning on the day I'm having a CT scan, which did not go the way I wanted it to, but was a good report. And I said, I believe in a twice sown seed. So I said, I am going to pray and ask God what to do with this. Not just like with Paul, not so I can get something, but that fruit will abound to their account. Because Kenneth Copeland says a twice sown seed. Someone gives it to you, you plant it in soil. And I felt led to send it to Heidi Baker, Iris, because she does amazing work. And so, that kind of, but there were some other disappointments and things that came up. And God was teaching me and showing me some things. And so, anyway, when Bill said, are you looking for confirmation? I had to pray and ask God to forgive me for being disappointed that I didn't get what I wanted. And the scripture, of course, immediately, I am a word woman, Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. One other translation, because three or four came up on my phone. They didn't shrink back from it. And so I said, Lord, which I've had people, Christians, dumb enough to come up and say, well, I just think you need to quit taking chemo. And I thought, well, you didn't tell me to take it. Who are you to tell me not to? Well, you know what? I just need to. You look so good and you're doing so good. I don't think God wants you healed. He wants people to see what you can go through. Give me a scripture to back it up, sister. And so, but I did have to say, Lord, I know this woman, God has used her so much to encourage. And I don't see Lorraine all the time. I see her when Nancy's here. And one time at an Aglow meeting, she said, Nancy, how are you? And it's so sincere because I always say I'm fine. I'm always upbeat. No one ever sees me down, my husband. But it's, I don't ever get down because he fusses about me going too much. I can take chemo on Monday. They give me Benadryl. It makes me sleepy. I sleep it off. Wednesday, we do a class in the morning. Wednesday, I teach a class at night. Thursday, we do the school, and then we whatever the rest of the week. But Lorraine said, how are you? And I said, oh, not doing too good that day or whatever it was. She said, come here, let me pray for you. And she said, Nancy, you're a warrior. You're a soldier on the battlefield that's been wounded. But she said, you're still able to help other wounded that can't get off the battlefield. And basically the same thing last night, said God has you where you are because they don't see you sick. That's why they asked me if I did chemo. They don't see me sick. I don't act sick. I don't feel sick, for real. And so I said, Lord, forgive me for wanting to rush through it. Let me learn what you want me to learn. And in your timing, it's going to be done. It's going to be done. Well, I read a blog from somebody and said, this is my week of breakthrough. So I said, Lord, I am decreeing and declaring, this is my week of breakthrough. I've come full circle after 5 years from when I was diagnosed to this week. But when I went into another meeting that I had, this lady says, and she's the one that gave me the word about being healed in 2019. She said, you know, I just keep hearing Abraham. First thing she said when I walked up, and she said, it's like Abraham had to come face to face with a decision to offer up Isaac. And really, he had to come face to face with death. See, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and that he loved Isaac not unto death. And Nancy talked about it. And it was like, oh, wow. When God said, give up Isaac, the son of the promise, but he was obedient. And so I said, Lord, I'll be obedient to go through and do through whatever you want me to. So Margie had heard about Benji, and I went in 2000, and Benji has 3 conferences a year, and I went to 3, and I missed maybe 1 year I didn't go at all. 1 year I went to 1 year I went to 1 or 2, and off and on. But I got diagnosed Friday the 24th. Thursday, Benji's conference started the next week on the 30th, which was my 43rd anniversary. And I said, I'm going to Benji's. I need some prayer. I need some like-minded people. And I didn't know anybody hardly around me at that time. And I told my husband, I know it's our anniversary, and you can go too. And he laughed at me. I said, stay home. I don't care. It isn't about you. And I went to Benji's. Well, we went the 14th, and it was 5 years since I had been to Benji's. And so, but it's like this. They have different speakers, and you go in and you know everybody. Everybody that you've seen before, these ladies come from Greenville and that we connected last year, and you just know them in the spirit, you know. And so Margie had never been. And I said, well, and it just didn't work out. I didn't go because I didn't want to. It didn't work out to go to Benji's. And so it worked out to go to Benji's. And so we went up there. And it was really good. They were at round tables, and I was sitting back here, and Margie sat in front, and Benji's up there, and she's just one of these. She just comes, and now I get letters from her all the time. I would get two and three in a month. I would get one a month. I would go 2 months or something, but I had stacks and stacks of letters. Well, these two women went to the conference with me, and I called, and I said, Kathy, did you or your daughter get a letter? We didn't get no letter. Well, then we went 3 months later with another lady, and I called her, and I said, Audrey, did you get a letter? She said, I didn't get no letter. I said, let me read my letter to you. And she said, Nancy, that's a personal letter. And I, just to me. Well, hey, even in the 5 years that I haven't been, Benji writes me all the time. And so we go up, but she's one of these, because I'd share with a friend, and that friend said, oh, I've met Benji a long time ago. I want to connect. She comes, and she just kisses at you. And she said, it's a good to see you. And she don't speak to me the rest of the time I'm up there, because that ain't her job. But Margie went. And she's slobbering, and she's hugging. And Margie bought her book, and then Benji comes over and says, I'm going to give you a book, honey. Now, I'm sitting back here like this. I'm watching all this. And I said, that's the way they used to do me, because I was hurt and I was broken. But Benji did come, and she said, Nancy, I'm so glad you come and brought your sister-in-law. She's here because of your influence in her life, which is true. We're closer than sisters, and I had four other sisters. And she said, she's here for deliverance, but she's here because of you. So I just sit back. But see, I'll tell everything I know, and I'm honest. And I said, Margie, I don't think I told her Thursday because it was Friday. But like all of that, because word, because she'll say, okay, team, stand up, go prophesy. And a half a dozen people coming to Margie and talking to Margie. One woman come to me because her husband was over there. And Lynn turned to Sheila. And he said, I know that woman. How do I know her? And Sheila said, I think she used to come. Well, Sheila comes over at lunch, and she says, I know you. I said, I know you too, Sheila, and I hugged her. She said, Lynn said he knew you. And I went over, and I said, Lynn, you don't know how much, what it meant to me for him to recognize that I had been there before. And he just hugged me. He said, well, sister, are you back home? Welcome home. I hope you're home, like, for more conferences. And so we go to the conference, and it was really amazing. And then Benji's preaching at the end of it. It's Saturday. She's closing it out. And I'm at a table like where Tim is, but there's people sitting still behind me. And Benji comes, and she says, whatever you're going through, I don't know what it is, but God said it's necessary because he's getting ready to use you for deliverance. Well, everybody turned to look to see who, because there were other people behind me. And she said, Margie said, I didn't know if it was you or not. And I said, yeah, it was me. So, and like I said, I wasn't really jealous or anything, but Margie said, but Nancy, not that I have arrived, none of us ever will, but she said, Nancy, you're way past me. And Benji's thing is raising up Elishas to teach, equip, and launch. And Benji told me a long time ago, you done been launched, honey. And so that, but then she had that word. Well, the next week, God gives her another word. And I'm rubbing cream on my legs after I get out of the tub, and my phone rung, and it was in the bathroom with me, of course. And I said, hello, Nancy, this is Benji. I owe you an apology. She said, God give me a word for you, and I've been so busy, I just ain't had time to call. I said, now, nobody would believe it, and they wouldn't, because she just goes at 83 like the Energizer Bunny. I said, Benji, I know it because I see it. And she said, well, God give me a word for you. And he said to call you and give you Joel chapter 2. Well, she didn't even quote the scripture, but it's in Joel. Said he's going to restore everything that has been taken from you. I don't know if it's finances, if it's your health, if it's your kids. Because, see, nobody up there knew. Why? Well, I didn't. It wasn't because of health reasons that I didn't go. The Lord shut that down because he was waiting for the fifth year to come. But I get a call from Benji. Well, we ordered some tapes because it was such a good meeting. And so, oh, I love Benji. See her cute little Christmas memo? Memo from Benji. My beloved Nancy. My precious Nancy. My sweet Nancy. Whatever. You know, that's Benji. My beloved Nancy. She's funny. Well, gobble gobble day is past, and now we're ready for ho ho ho. That's not a very good way to say Christmas is coming, is it? I'm feeling very joyous because to live at this time and know that God has chosen us to be his ambassadors of heaven really makes me want to say, ho, ho, ho. There's Benji. You haven't heard from me for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Lord's given me a very important message, and that's what we just got. But I felt impressed of God to wait till after the first of the year and send it out as think about it. That will be not that far away, huh? Nancy, I want you to know that to my way of thinking, God has called me to be a spiritual guard over your life. Spirit, soul, and body. To me, it is a great honor to know that the Lord would entrust me to stay in touch, to encourage, to lift you up to the throne, and to send you any message that he would give me concerning our future. However, you're also my buddy and dear friend. To me, my relationship with you is a very beautiful thing, and so it is thick with God's love for you. In closing, I just wanted to touch base. I pray God will bless you as you receive his word. Priceless. See, and I got letters, and nobody else got. Now, I'm sure she says she does the same thing to other people. But then when I got this, and I said, God, give me Benji. Why he loved me so much that he would give me Benji all those years ago? Because I needed it. I didn't have anybody else. And here this woman from up in Carrollton that I would go once in a while, and then not even to go for 5 years, and Benji's still writing me letters. And I'm thinking, oh, God. So that disappointment is not getting what I want, and I've already said I had to repent. But then I started teaching back a class on Hebrew roots, and some other women called and wanted to come, and that I'd met at the hospital in different places. And when I got there, there was just two girls that had taken the first volume, were on the second volume, and we hadn't seen each other in a couple of months. So it's like, oh, Nancy, how are you? And I said, oh, I'm fine. I always look great. You know, they people tell me that. They make me feel good. But I do look great with knowing the health. You know what I'm saying? And so we got off, which is very easy for me, on a tangent, and I just started sharing things. I broke my wrist the day before Thanksgiving, and then I had a dream, and it was like the neighbor come and said, oh, how are you? And I said, fine, and said, did you get any damage? I said, from what? And they said, the storm. And I said, well, let me go look. Got two huge pine trees at the back of the house, bedroom. So I went and looked, and that one there broke halfway and was out that way, but no damage. Now, this is a dream, because it was a man that come to check on us. Well, he left, and when I went back in there, there was a lady sitting on the couch, Asian, and I said, hi. And she said, is everything okay? Was there any damage? And I'm thinking, my house was lit up to where you needed sunglasses on in the house. And I said, what's your name? She said, Japan. And that was the end of the dream. Well, I knew there was a storm coming, but it was going to be okay. But who's Japan? Well, my sister pastors, and we go to her church, and she was born in Japan. And I don't know if that triggered it. I said, I'm going to Google Japan. The house of the rising sun. So anyway, I'm sharing different stuff, and I told them about a storm because I did have a storm. Somebody overheard me, a family member, say something that killed me, just crushed me, broke my heart. And it was my grandchildren, and they told their mother, and their mother called me on it. And it was like the Lord putting a mirror in front of my face and letting me see how bitter and angry I had got over a situation. Oh, Tim, it broke my heart, and my grandbabies were so hurt. How do you take it back? I can't take words back. But see, he's wanting to clean us up. He can't use me with bitterness and anger. that he's not going to put me on the street with strangers when I can't even be good to people that I love. And so, but my storm come, and see, no, there was no damage. I repented before the children first, and then I went to my son wasn't there, but my daughter-in-law was involved, and I repented to them, and it's like it never happened. It's like it never happened. But I said, I've fasted, I prayed, and it was like, oh, wow, because the Lord is getting me ready. And so I shared this with the girls. I share everything. And I don't know what brought this up, but probably about 10, could be 15 years ago, I don't know. Chuck Pierce was at an Aglo International, and I went to Houston, whatever year that was. And this lady was supposed to go, and another lady was supposed to go. Well, I give her grace. Her mama got sick and almost died. So, but I said, I'm going to get the room. The Hilton was the host, and you just go across the skywalk, whatever it is, and then you go to the meeting and you go back to your room. Oh, we can't afford the Hilton. Well, we got three paying, you know. I'll get us a room. Well, get the room. And then she said, I'm booking the flight. Well, you can go straight to Houston. Oh, let's just take a layover in Dallas for an hour. Why don't we? And I thought, okay, I'm out of that. Didn't know any of that. And so it gets close to time. I'm supposed to pick this lady up at 5:00 in the morning, and I ain't heard from her. So I call and I said, is it too early to pick you up at 5? Oh, I'm not going. And she owed me for the room. I had paid the other lady. And she said, I'll try to pay you. And I'm thinking, get me in a good mood before I leave. And so anyway, I'm on a jet plane by myself. And I said, my good friend calls me, Nancy, what you doing? I'm in Dallas. I'm flying by myself, and I don't fly by myself. I don't go anywhere by myself. Shut up. She kin to Nancy Haney. She said, God's done told you what you're going to do. You're going to do by yourself, so get over it. Okay. So then I get on the plane, and thank God there's a welcome crew from Aglo there, and I found my shuttle. Didn't know where the hotel was. And so, but I overheard these two men talking on the shuttle. And he says, hi, are you in town on business? I thought, oh, nobody asked me anything. I didn't talk. No, I didn't. Didn't talk. And so I get to the hotel, and I thought, oh, Lord God in heaven, send the angels. It's in an industrial part of town. On the desk, it says the shuttle stops at 9. Well, Chuck Pierce is just steaming up at 9. He ain't quitting at 9. And I said, oh, God, I don't know anybody that drives a taxi. What am I going to do? Margie, they could be an ex-murderer. Now, this is for real. It sounds funny. It was real and it was fun, but it wasn't real fun. Oh, and I'm just out of my comfort zone. So Carolyn calls. The one that booked the room. And she said, well, how are you? And we were real close. And I said, yeah, I know. I know you see it, and that's why I'm telling you. But I went downstairs. Oh, no, I got my room. And so I got on the elevator. And here's this cute little old kid about 30 years old, and I'm 50-something. I'm 69 now, so whatever year it was, I went. And I said, hi, are you in town on business? He said, nope, I'm here with Sloan Kettering. And I kind of thought, what's that? Y'all know it's a cancer center? And he says, I do chemo. Oh, I'd been taught, don't ask if you can pray for them. Ask if you could bless them. Well, I did it real good. I said, could I pray a blessing over you? Yes, you can. So I skipped the second floor and went to the third floor. We got off and I prayed a blessing. I cursed every cancer cell in his body, whatever. I said, okay, Lord, I think I might know why I'm here. So Carolyn's talking to me. The house phone rings. I said, Carolyn, I got to go. The phone's ringing. And I picked it up and said, hello. They said, is this Nancy? I said, yes, it is. I said, this is Connie. I said, oh, Connie, I'm in from Georgia, and I don't have a way to go, and I don't know anything. And I said, if you want to share a taxi, I'll pay. And I didn't shut up. Well, that won't be necessary. We have a van and you can ride with us. I said, okay. Well, you know, I'm in 242. And they said, we're in 243. And I said, ah, God. So we got in and, oh, they had a young teenage daughter that just spit scripture out like water, godly. And it was the president of the Dallas Aglow that, you know. So anyway, we go to the meeting and it's good. And I shared something with the president. She asked her friend to ask me a question about healing and praying. And she leaned down like this while I talked to that woman. Then she sat up and she said, thank you. That was my question. And I thought, okay, it was a good time with them. So I didn't know not to put your room key by your phone. It'll make it no good. I didn't know that. I learned. I learned twice at the same hotel. And so, yeah. So I said, oh, my key don't work. And that's when they said, maybe you put it by your phone. And I thought, well, so anyway, they said, do you want one of us to go downstairs with you? And I said, no. And so I go downstairs. And who's coming in the door but a young girl with a funky hat and a pillow under her arm that looked like she did chemo, and her husband. And I said, I know why I'm here. So we get on the elevator. I didn't say anything. We went past the third floor because I went with them. They stepped off. And I said, could I talk to you for a minute? There were some chairs there. And they sat down. Her name was Jennifer. I think his was Jason's. I'm not sure, but I know hers was Jennifer. And I said, I lost a kidney to cancer. And it had been 5 or 6 years, because I don't really remember the years. That's not important. But it had been a number of years. And I said, but I said, the Lord healed me. He took my kidney out, and I was cured. And I said, but when you go through something, you have authority. Could I pray for you? And she said, yes, you could. And so I prayed for her. And then I turned and I told her husband, if his name was Jason, I said, Jason, I just see the sweetest spirit in you. You have so much love and compassion for this woman. And the Lord is going to bless you and honor you. I just pray for a good report and whatever. And you know, I always used to say, well, what if the dude on the elevator didn't get healed? What if she didn't get healed? See, none of that's my problem. None of that's my problem. He said, pray for him. And I knew what I had been sent there to do. Oh, we got there Wednesday at noon at the hotel, and the meeting started Thursday night. I have to share a blessing. My sister's mother-in-law lives in Houston, right out like Pearland or somewhere. I don't know where it is. And I called and I said, Grandma Beverly, I'm in Houston and you can have me if you want me. She said, oh, Nancy, I've got an appointment. Let me call you back. So she called me back. She said, I was going to get my hair done. She said, I'm going to come get you instead. So I go, and me and Grandma Beverly ride all over, and we do, and we eat, and we have fun. And she said, what are you doing at this hotel? I said, yeah, tell me. She said, Nancy, this isn't a safe place. I said, God put me here. And I had an opportunity to share it because she was Catholic. And so she comes back and gets me Sunday, because I didn't go to church. She comes Sunday morning because they had just one speaker. And I said, well, I'll get out of the room and Grandma Beverly can come back and I'll spend the day. We went to Galveston or somewhere. And I said, Lord, I want to give her a word. I want to encourage her. I want to bless her. Do you know what her maiden name was? Wisdom. Oh my God. I'm in the shower and I got them words. Psalms and Proverbs. And she said, oh, Nancy, no. I said, no, Beverly, she's so full of wisdom. She's so full of wisdom. So the Lord let me know take those words, every word that I have been given over the last 10 or 15 years, probably since 1991, has been deliverance and been healing. Margie and I are finishing up the conference. I go to the bathroom. A lady that I have seen for years at Benji's gives Margie a word, said, the Lord put you two together. He's going to use you with healing, whatever he said to her. And I come back out and she said, Nancy, the Lord put you two together. He's going to use you two with healing for women and deliverance. And she said, oh, they've closed the door where you're at. Take your testimony somewhere else. because before we went up there, it was a holiday. I did chemo on Tuesday. We left at 5 o'clock Thursday morning and went up there. Tuesday, the caseworker that wrote the thing, she's spirit-filled. She comes in, and there's like three seats here and three seats there. Well, I'm at one, and she's the other, and I can get loud. And so Chris is sitting there, but I didn't have to get loud. And we're sharing and talking. We've been talking we started with Trump. We wound up with Abraham. And all of a sudden, the door's inset, because there's a bathroom there, and the door's inset. And somebody with a red shirt closed the door. Oh, my gosh. Condemnation. Oh, Lord. What did I say? What did I do? Did I offend somebody that they would close the waiting room door? And I said, Chris, I think I got too loud. She said, you're fine. Go on. I said, no. Somebody closed the door. She said, no, they didn't. I said, it's closed. She got up and she opened it back up and there were two people out there. She said, you want to come in? Well, they were already sitting down there. They said, no. And I thought, oh, God, I've got to go out and see who closed the door. My nurse. And I thought, I need to say I'm sorry. I need to apologize. I said, I ain't going to. I didn't say nothing wrong. I was talking about the Lord. That was Tuesday, and this was Saturday. Beverly says, the door's closed. My nurse closed the door. It's a coming. It's a coming. Yes. So, but the scripture, it says, well, 1 John 1:16, and now out of his fullness we're fulfilled, and from him we receive grace heaped upon grace. Here we go with grace again. Praise God. 1 Peter 1:2-4, elect, that means chosen of God, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace and peace be to you. Blessed be the God of our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again. That means born again to a living hope. There's our hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus not only went to the cross for us, he went to the cross as me. When he hung there, Nancy Robinette was hanging there. Put your name there. Just say, oh, yes, Jesus died for everybody. God so loved the world, he gave his son. But I heard someone say that, and I said, oh, he went as me. And 2 Timothy, this really spoke to me. 3:15-17. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work, sufficiently full. And you know, when I read that scripture, I thought, oh, wow. You know what I felt like the Holy Spirit said? I wasn't raised in church. I got married 48 years ago. October was 48 years. And I got saved the next year. So I've been saved 47 years. And Lorraine, I felt like the Lord said, since your childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Since you were a child in me, because Debbie, I got saved, and I said, I want a Bible, honey. Now, my husband don't know nothing about no Bible. But he went and got me a Scofield edition. Yes. Whoa. And I love King James. But I got other stuff, too. And I'd open it. Oh, upside down. I can't do that good. And I'd read it. And Margie can attest, because I preached to her all the time. I said, oh, Margie, let me tell you what I read. Let me tell you what I heard. And I can preach on it all day long. And it's like, oh, my gosh. But see, he gave me an understanding. But it was nothing compared when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then I picked that word up. And Rose said, Nancy, do you know why the Lord has given you understanding and you can talk and preach like you do. She said, you go in those foreign countries. And she said, they'll listen to you for 12 hours. And ain't nobody can stand up and talk for 12 hours that I know like you could. So that's my message. And I thank God that He has shown me. I was disappointed. But He showed me He doesn't disappoint. His promises are true. Because those songs last night, I just sit and wept. Oh, the Lord was just ministering to me. And Lorraine come and she said, Nancy, that song, Waymaker, Promise Keeper. She said, that's your song. And I've heard it more in the last 2 weeks. And said, He's going to use it. You're going to keep singing it and decreeing and declaring it. So, does anybody have questions before Nancy comes? I appreciate y'all coming and listening.